Breed and Maureen, thank you very much for joining me on the show. It's lovely to have you here.
Thank you, Anne-Marie.
I'm going to start with yourself. First of all, Breeda, take us back 30 years ago and tell us about the inspiration to set up the business. What inspired you, or why did you decide to establish ABC Cleaning?
Amber, I suppose I always loved cleaning, right? And I just thought it was a good way to start when you didn't have a lot of money and it wasn't a big outlay. And Sean and myself started cleaning. And we said we'd get a name for it as well. And it was called Albright Cleaning at the time. And we sat around the table and we got our first job from NECHE. So that was the first job we got in January or February of that year. And so it built from there, really. And our first contract was Garvey's in Tralee. And then we got Dingle. We did a lot of houses at the time as well. We worked morning, noon and night, really. We took anything we could get when we started off. And then it built from there. We got a lovely contract from Telecom Éireann at the time, which is now Aircom. And that was a turning point for us because it was all over Munster. So we had the Limerick head office and we had Tralee. And then we got all the RSUs, as they're called. They were like substations all over Munster. There was a lot of them there. There was about 30 or 40 of them there. So that was a lovely contract. And we had that for about 6 years. So that kind of put us on the map, really. And we kind of built it from there.
Fantastic. It's a big, I suppose, gamble in a way to take. Maybe that's not the right word for it. But, you know, setting up a business, but there's risk involved, isn't there, Breeda, when you're doing it?
Well, there is, of course, yeah. You know, especially when you start first and you're trying to get work. It's difficult for the first 2 or 3 years. But then once you get into it, it is a gamble, of course. But the only thing is that there wasn't a big outlay. You know, so we were depending on the phone to ring really for a long time. And then the work started coming in, you know, fairly good. And but it was a gamble in the start.
Well, fair play to you. It was a risk worth taking, I think, as well, because it's paid off by the look of it.
Yeah.
It started out, as you said, as a small family run business.
Of course,
but
yeah.
It's grown quite a lot over the years, hasn't it, as well, Breeda?
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic.
Well, at one stage, we had a huge amount of people working for us. But then we scaled back in 2008 when the recession started again. And that was a kind of a downturn. So we scaled it back. And now it's just nice since, you know, we didn't go too big.
We do have 150 staff now. There was one point just before 2008 where we would have employed over 200 like that. But, you know, with the recession and having to deal with that, we did scale back in order to save ourselves to move forward.
Yeah. And that had to be done as well in many businesses because you have to take those, I suppose, hard decisions, unfortunately, to survive. But I know we mentioned family-run business as well and that was such an important part. And I suppose it must be lovely for you, Breeda, and I suppose for the family as well as a whole that all of your children have worked in the business at some stage or another.
It's unbelievable. And, you know, it really came home to me when we were over in Ballygarry and the staff were there and the family were there and each and every one of the 8 of them. Honestly, every one of them contributed a little bit towards ABC Cleaning, some of them a lot more than others, but they did. They were very, very good. And we were so proud yesterday to see Maureen now took over. She's a managing director of ABC and she has Connor with her. She has Brian part-time. She has Liam, my eldest son. Four of them. It's lovely today to see how they're after progressing, even since I'm gone. I think that was the best decision I ever made, was to move away from them, which was lovely. It's lovely, yeah. And they're doing a great job. And I'm telling you straight out there.
Oh, that's fantastic. And it's very special. It's lovely to see. And Maureen, as your mom mentioned there, you are the managing director now of the company. So how does it feel for you, I suppose, to be able to take over from the legacy that your parents started and this successful business that they've built?
Well, first of all, I'm really proud to be in a position to be able to do it. While there was the transition and we did want mum and dad to take a step back, you know, they had worked so hard and we really wanted to kind of let them take it easy for a while. There was a long transition. I wasn't comfortable at the beginning. My mum will tell you, or all of my family would say, I wasn't the forefront person. I would have loved the cleaning side of it. Okay. So to take over, mum and dad gave me an awful lot of direction and taught me an awful lot about how to deal with people and staff and different aspects, because I think they both brought something completely different. Mm-hmm. Whereas mom was so driven, she was such a networker. My dad was such a great boss for the staff. Mm-hmm. To this day, they still talk about him, you know, and my mom. Yeah. So I think they both had such a really good relationship when it came to keeping that business there. So learning from both of them, I don't think I could go wrong. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. No, you had really good teachers, which is fantastic to see. And I suppose, Maureen, talk us a little bit now about, I suppose, the different services you offer and maybe what sectors you cater for.
Yeah, so fortunately, we work an awful lot in the education sector. Some of these we've been in since 2006, even earlier. We broke into, thankfully, just over the last year, actually, we went for ISO accreditation, which we found that if we didn't go for it or we didn't have it at this stage, it's quite hard now to break into to different markets. We wanted to break into the pharmaceutical industry, which we've managed to do so in the past year. Mm-hmm. We do retail, we do education, manufacturing, and we're based all over the country as well, so we have quite a range.
Absolutely, you're kept busy, which is fantastic. You mentioned the ISO accreditation. Mm-hmm. Explain what that means for people that maybe don't know what it is, and I suppose the significance of being awarded, because I know you've gotten triple accreditation, haven't mm-hmm. you?
So ISO would be an internationally recognised accreditation. Basically, if you're looking for a company and you see that they have an ISO accreditation, you can trust that the standards are there behind them, that they're following a certain set of rules, that everybody is singing off the same hymn sheet. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a nice way to put it, that there are systems in place, you know. It's very challenging for a business to go for it. We were thinking about going just for the quality, which would be the 9001, which would be a kind of the basis where you would start with your accreditations. And we looked at it, and I suppose probably from learning from mum and dad, in for a penny, in for a pound, yes. We said we'll go for all three accreditations, because if we were going to put that pressure on ourselves, we were going to do it. And we didn't mind if we didn't meet everyone, but we thought, what would be the point in just going for one when we knew we were doing everything?
Yeah.
You know, that would make all three. We have such a fantastic team in our office. We have great quality management. We have great contract managers. We have great focus on environmental. And we also have a dedicated health and safety person in my brother, Liam. So we knew we were doing everything that we needed to do. It was just to get the systems written and in place. Mm-hmm. So we were absolutely blown away and delighted when we did actually manage to get the three all together. Yeah.
I can imagine it's some achievement. It's fantastic. Congratulations, because it's great
you.
And a lot of work goes into it. Brida, you must be very proud as because that's a big achievement.
I always said that in my head, this ISO, but number one, I didn't know what it was about, but I knew it was, if you had that, you would have weighed in a heck. But I only always thought about it, and when the lads decided that they go for it, I was so delighted, because it's a step above everything else, really. Mm-hmm. It's if you have the ISO, especially the three in one, you can do anything.
Yeah. It's great to see. And I suppose, again, you mentioned earlier about being proud, I suppose, and seeing them working so hard, all of your children, and especially the four that are involved at the moment. But it must be lovely to see your legacy and your own hard work carried on through your children as well, because you've built up so much, and to see that it doesn't just end, I suppose, when you decide to take a step back or to retire.
Yeah, I think it really came home to me yesterday. We actually had to meet one of the girls that we took on 25 years ago on Friday. She couldn't make it yesterday, and that put us going, didn't it, Maureen?
Very
on Friday morning, and she's with us 25 years, and she couldn't come yesterday, and that put me going. I said, God, if I'm this emotional now, what am I going to be Sunday? But it was really lovely. I did get a small bit emotional. Everybody got emotional, really, because to see all the people there and the hard work that they put into it. I mean, ABC wouldn't be what it is today without the fantastic staff and the dedication and the time they put into it. And we have people from 25, 20 years, 15 years and 10 years. Mm-hmm. And that tell you, you know, that we must have been doing something right to say that I stayed with us that long.
Absolutely, you certainly were. And Maureen, I was going to ask you about that as well. Having staff that are so loyal to the business, like your mom just mentioned there as well, it's a huge part of having the business continuing to be successful, isn't it? Because, you know, I suppose they're part and parcel of it with you as well, aren't they?
Absolutely. I mean, the only words I could say yesterday, and it's just, it just came out this way, we have the best staff in the world. They're so loyal. They're so good to us. And yesterday was all about thanking them, you know, because we realise explaining to them that we know we could never have got anywhere without their loyalty, their really hard work, and what they continue to do every day. We all met this morning quite early, around 6:30. Everybody was working. You know, these are the kind of people that just drive it on and keep it going, because I was thinking, you know, coming up to Sunday, I don't think there is a moment of any of the 7 days of the week that there isn't somebody in some county working for ABC Cleaning. Yeah, it is amazing. So for everyone to be there yesterday would have been impossible. We really wanted to recognise all of the staff, and we did so. But like that, as Mom said, it was so emotional. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of holding back tears, and it was so nice to have that day to thank them.
It was. Mm-hmm. And as you mentioned there, you did have a celebration in Ballygarry, wasn't it? And you gave awards, didn't you, or a recognition to all the staff as well, which is fantastic.
We did. Well, we put on the day to recognise everybody with the help of Ballygarry, who were absolutely amazing, as always. And then we wanted to give a special recognition to staff that had been with us for over 10 years, over 15 years. And we had two staff members that were over 23 years in the company. So that was very choking to award these two people. You know, I mean, they're a family at this stage. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, they certainly are. And there was very special awards as well for your mom and dad, which are fantastic. So tell us about that.
Mom is very well known in the business because she does so much networking around Kerry, and she's such a great supporter, especially of women in business. And I suppose that as well helped me along the way. You know, she will drive a woman to succeed at anything that she wants to do. But we wanted to recognise both of them, not only for all their hard work, but just for their lifetime that they gave to this company, and for having it so good that they could pass it on to us to give it to hopefully another generation.
Absolutely, it's fantastic. So Breida, as we said, you were received the Lifetime Achievement Award. How did that feel?
Do you know something? I couldn't believe it. I said, oh my God, it was big. And Sean got one as well. And it got a lovely bunch of flowers, and we got a little card as well, and a little something for to go away on holidays for a while.
Well deserved. Yeah, it's fantastic. Yeah, yeah. It's lovely to be recognised, because I know obviously, you know, your own family know what you've achieved, and as your daughter Maureen said there, the wider community does as well, because you'd be very well known, I suppose, for all your hard work over the years and for your support. But it's still lovely, I suppose, to be recognised and for people to present you with an award as such.
Yeah, and you know, the beauty about yesterday, Sean, my husband, is a very quiet man. We called him the quiet man. He says very little words, but he's always doing something. And it was lovely to see Sean there yesterday. And I wouldn't be anywhere without him. Do you know what I mean? I couldn't have done the work without him. And for us, the two of us there, to stand in front of all those people and to be recognised with this Lifetime Achievement Award, it was very, very special to both of us.
Oh, I can imagine. It's fantastic and very well deserved. So congratulations.
Thank
it's lovely.
You.
It's fantastic. Maureen, I suppose we mentioned 30 years in business. It's some achievement. Like, it's absolutely fantastic. Where do you see the business going in the next couple of years? I can imagine you're hoping to reach another 30 years and beyond.
Of course, I can only see it going forward, because we have such a good team of people now, and we're all very driven. We're all very focused. We've put a lot of work into the last few years to get where we need to be right now. And I hope and I know with who we have at the moment that it can only go onwards and upwards.
It sounds like it. So congratulations, and thank you both for coming in to talk to me. It's been great to have you on the show.
Thank you, Amber.
Thank you very much.